There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The program we call What's On Your Mind for a very simple reason. We love learning what's on your mind every hour, every day of the program we host called What's On Your Mind right here. And the telephone numbers to tell us what's on your mind are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What's on my mind? It's the end of another week. A fun one. Enjoyed very much being up with the folks at Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, Farm Credit Services of Mandan and AgriBank on those rural community grants. We announced earlier in the week some neat projects that are happening and meeting all folks, all kinds of folks doing neat things up at Crosby at St. Luke's and, you know, over at Montreal County Health System in Stanley and the forensic nursing program that is in many western North Dakota communities. It was a neat deal. So that was a lot of fun. And I got to spend a little time with Todd and Bismarck in the studio, both for Energy Matters and What's On Your Mind. That was kind of neat. Yesterday at Braun Intertech, that was a good time. Next week, heading out to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Wet the line a little bit there on Tuesday, which should be great fun. And then Thursday, we'll be live from another of our What's In Your Town tours, our friends at Cloverdale. Best bacon on the planet Earth, bar none. There just is no better. I could have bacon for a meal. You know, I mean, unbelievable. Marvin Windows are some darn good windows, and they make them up in Grafton, North Dakota. Not only a great place to work, but a great place to live. Arvid Communications, connecting you where you need to be connected, and our friends at Teddy's Residential Suites up in Watford City and Newtown. Some beautiful facilities up there. Come make a weekend of it. Stay up in some beautiful country there, Newtown or Watford City, and stay at those wonderful places, Teddy's Residential Suites or the Little Missouri Inn and Suites. Anyway, those good folks bring us all across the state of North Dakota for our What's In Your Town tour, and we're going to be in Devil's Lake on Thursday, so I'm looking forward to that. And then, as of last night, this is on my mind, too. I'll just tell you, if you allow me a proud papa moment, our daughter plays tennis for Shanley. And Shanley's going to the state tennis. The girls' tennis team is going to the state tournament in a long time, and nobody could remember. Everybody was asking the coach everything. When's the last time Shanley was at state, you know, tournament for tennis, girls tennis? Nobody could remember. So some historian out there, I'm sure, has it. I mean, Red River goes every year. They're kind of the perennial favorite, but been a long time since Shanley's been there, and our daughter's 2.5 hour match. 2.5. I would be, I would be like, you know, I would be needing CPR 30 minutes in. 2.5 hour match. You believe that? And she won it, and so that was the team play. They're doing individual play today, but anyway, they're going. So that's up in Minot, starting on Thursday. So that's kind of cool. And, then our son Alex, you know, has his last test of his freshman year in college, UND today. And, I've just been thinking about how fast this year has gone. And then I was thinking about not only just this year, right? I remember him in a kindergarten desk, right? Up at St. Michael's and Grand Forks, you know. Unbelievable how quick it goes. Just zoom. So remember that, folks. All you new parents out there, I mean, you've heard it before, but I'm telling you what, it goes quick. And you need to savor. I think the last week has gone quick, let alone last, you know. I mean, it just goes so quick. So now you know. Now you got the little download on what's on my mind, and now I want to know what's on yours. We started the last hour to talk about this, and I'm asking this question because I'm curious. It's starting to become on my mind, you know, and that is we have this ginormous pool of candidates vying for the Republican nomination, and we have a couple on the Democratic side. Who do you like and why? I'm not big on the, you know, I don't like this guy, I don't like that. I argue once in a while with folks who just hate Jeb Bush. I'm like, you know, What is the dislike for Jeb Bush? Tell me who you're for. If you don't like Jeb Bush, fine. I get that. And I don't know whether I like Jeb Bush or not yet, to tell you the truth.
You don't have to step into the voting booth and vote against people. You got to vote for somebody. So.
Yeah, and you know, it's a little bit of how our political system is gone, right? You know, I mean, it really is just this vitriol. It's just like, wow, tell me what you're for. Be positive. And and why you're for that person, and let's start there, right? Now, if it gets down to my guy against your guy, we'll get in the arena and we'll decide, you know, what concerns me about your guy and why, you know, you don't like my guy. That's fine. I understand it's not beanball, but at this point in the game, it's more like, you know, who stands out? Who is that person? So anyway, who do you like and why? One of the questions I have on the program today, and we have one vote so far, and that was for Scott Walker. And some pretty good reasons on why that caller likes Scott Walker, but I welcome others as well. Ed Minot is first for the hour here. Wanted to talk about the Amtrak derailment that has been big news this week. How are you, Ed?
Good, real good. Thanks, guys. I got a theory on why this locomotive went from 70 to 100. When the engineer hit the throttle, it just exploded up to 100 miles an hour because the diesel fuel that they had put in there had been refined from the Bakken. As an explosive power, you know.
So you're going to use it as a branding opportunity. Unfortunately,
somebody's going to do it.
Given the carnage, you know, I'm not sure we'd want to go there. But if they blame North Dakota Oil for everything else, so they might as well blame us for casualties on a train derailment, right, Ed?
There you go. That's what I'm thinking. They'll figure out some way to blame the Bakken Oil. So that's
the whole
theory.
The whole blame thing on that derailment really kind of sickens me. I mean, people saying, you know, like the argument, well, if there's more infrastructure spending, then this wouldn't happen. Well, okay, how many Amtrak train derailments have there been, Ed?
Yeah, there's been a few. You know.
Not many, though. I mean, in other words, why is it the 900? Well, I mean, take every train derailment, passenger or freight train, okay? 900, just to make this simple math, because I'm not real smart, 999,000 of them pull off no problem, right? And one is a problem in any given, you know, whatever, one-year period, whatever. For the sake of this, we'll say in a year, 999,000 are perfect and one is not. And when the one is not, then we say we need more infrastructure funding?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Scott Walker, because he's a real man. That's who I'm going to vote for.
A real man. How do you define a real man, Ed?
Well, he sticks to his words. He puts out a plan, and then he sticks to it, follows it through, and does the best he can to make it work.
All right, he's leading the people's poll here today so far on what's on your mind. We'll mark it down. Thank you, Ed. Nice to hear from you, Mike in Regent, one of the finest cities in the great city, the great state of North Dakota, mostly because there's some beautiful roosters not far away. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good. I think the first thing I want to say is I like this batch better than we've had in a long time. I like a little bit of all of them. I really like Ted Cruz because I think we need conservatives, not moderates. Moderates are burying the Republican Party, making them irrelevant. But I like Cruz. I like Walker. But I think Mr. Bush is just carrying too much family baggage with him. And I'm not complaining about his family, but I think enough's enough.
Yeah, it's funny because that's probably the number one thing you hear against Jeb Bush, just not another Bush. In other words, it's not about his resume or what he did as governor of Florida or any of his beliefs. Vast majority of the opposition is a Bush.
I lived in Florida. I thought he was a good governor down there. I, like I say, no complaints. It's just time for a change.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah. When you first said what I like about this batch, I thought you were talking about a new hatch of pheasants there. I didn't realize you were talking about the presidential campaign.
Well, I like that, too.
I got pheasants on my mind, I guess. But you know what I like about Ted Cruz? Wicked smart. I mean, nobody is going to twist him into a corner. You know what I mean?
He's a very intelligent man.
Did you see the whole thing with Mark Halperin when he did that dumb interview with him? He said, well, what kind of the Cuban food do you like? And why don't you welcome your fellow candidate to the race by using some Spanish? Did you hear any of that at all?
No, I didn't catch any of that.
It was really dumb. But he was very graceful about it. And since Halperin has had to apologize, and he was even gracious about that, saying no big deal. No, he's a smart dude. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks for sharing. So Ted Cruz gets the vote. Jake in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, home of the Wave. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Scott. How's it going? Long time no talk. Been a long listener. Been friends with Mark and stuff like that. So, you know, I'll just say this. I tend to agree with you on a lot of things. However, I think Jeb Bush, he's not only one of the biggest, he's a huge proponent for Common Core. And then not only that, but I mean, between, I don't know, when was the first Bush elected? I'm just drawing a blank.
2000.
As president.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to have this United States is in a monarchy. If we have another Bush, I mean, it's like the Clintons and the Bushes have been in power in this country for almost the last, what, 30 years, 20 years?
Sure. Just not another Bush, need a different name. Sort of the same thing as the previous caller and then the Common Core concern. Gotcha. Hey, Jake, I'm up against the break. I got a jet, but do me a favor, call again. Good to hear from you. I'm going to be up in East Grand Forks on Monday. Dixon Bowen, graduating from high school. They're a fine young man. I know his parents very well. His dad was best man at my wedding, and we're looking forward to seeing little Dixon on Monday. So we'll be up there then. Brian in South Dakota when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Just wants to talk about bees. BB. You got BB on your
great
brain.
BB
no, so
King late last night. Great BB King.
Yeah, so we've got the BB King bumper music. Salute's going today. May he rest in peace. 20 past the hour. as we continue on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you for that. We thank you very much. Whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, got you covered for western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. AM 1090 KTGO Tioga. Started a brand new morning program up there with Dennis Lindahl called the Lindahl Lowdown that Tim Fisher was talking about earlier on Energy Matters this week. Enjoyed that. I think this is week number two just wrapped up for that. So that's 1090 KTGO and then, of course, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson as well. Brought to you in part by our friends at Polar Service Center. They have $15 million in inventory in parts. And if you haul water, you know a Challenger pump, right? And, you know, tell you what, a lot of folks in the industry, they'll have a spare always. Well, if you're in need of a spare or a new Challenger pump to haul water, talk to the folks at Polar Service Center. Just bought a whole boatload of them and have one heck of a deal. I said, well, how much? Well, we can't even say it because Challenger would kill us if we advertise it. But trust me, for the next 30 days while these last, you won't get a better price anywhere on a Challenger pump. So if you haul water and need a Challenger pump, Polar Service Center ought to be your next call. Just swing and see them. They're on Highway 22 north of Killdeer. They're off I-90 in Billings on the north side. Their exit 452 or 455. And if you need a part, there is simply not a tank part that Polar Service Center doesn't have. Simple as that. Tank parts to top brands in industrial hose. They do truck hydraulics, pump and crew. They got a pump for it and push sand off the trailer. They got a blower for it. And, of course, as I mentioned, the water pumps as well, vacuum water as well, the pumps are there. So, if you need a tank wash, just say, hey, old Scott sent me and said I'm going to get $100 off. We'll save you a C note on our tank wash. Polar Service Center, Killdeer and Billing. I didn't know there was a Bison, South Dakota, but now I do because Brian's on the phone to talk with us. Do you have a little cafe in Bison, Brian?
Yeah, we do, actually.
Pretty good pie there or burger? Or what would you recommend?
You know, I actually haven't eaten a steak there, but, yeah, the burgers are good. Can't go wrong with them.
Where is Bison, South Dakota?
South of Hettinger, about 40 miles.
No, you're not far at all. Throw a stone and hit you. Got it. Yep. Beautiful. All right. Well, we'll have to get down there, especially if the burgers are good. A good piece of pie or a good burger, and just pretty much, you know, we set our GPS to it.
They usually got pie in there, too. So.
Oh, my. Double the reason to come. Yep. All right, Brian, that's not why you called. What's on your mind today?
I guess, you know, the presidential candidates, there's probably three good ones. Scott Walker would be good, for all the reasons previously stated. I think that Ted Cruz also would be good. I think the guy that I'm kind of gonna push for and support is Dr. Ben Carson. He has a firm grasp on the economic issues. And brilliant man, and he also has a pretty firm grasp on some of the underlying moral issues, you know, just the general moral decay of this country. And some people may roll their eyes at that, but it's undeniable. I mean, you can't.
Why would we roll our eyes at that? Who would roll their eyes at that? I mean, do you know?
Oh, there's a lot of people that would roll their eyes at that.
Oh, wait a minute. They don't see moral decay. I mean, in other words, okay, forget whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Forget whether you consider yourself more conservative or more liberal. Okay, just do this little exercise. Watch one evening of primetime television and compare it to where it would have been 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and 30 years ago. Go into a supermarket magazine rack and take a look at it today and compare it to 10 years ago, 20 years, 30. And if that isn't moral decay, go look at the divorce rate. Go look at the amount of children born out of wedlock. Any statistic, you pick it. And you can't,
yep.
In other words, you can say it's no big deal or it's just a sign of the times or whatever, but to deny that there is not a moral decay, like your head's in the sand, isn't it, Brian?
Well, that's the problem, is that there's too many people that don't understand. They want to deny things about the history of this country and what it was founded upon, but it's when you look back at facts, and I'm not talking about some of the tainted crap that they try to feed us these days. I mean, if you look back at the actual facts of what this country was founded upon. There's a documentary, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, if you've ever seen it, called Monumental. And Kirk Cameron put it together, and if you've never seen that, you should watch it, because that sheds a lot of light on the true factual history of this country.
I don't know. I have not seen it, but we are Netflix subscribers at our house for the very reason that we drop cable, because there's so much trash on it. I'll check it out, see if it's on Netflix. But, yeah, no, it's a good point, Brian. And I'm sort of keeping a little people's poll here. I want to put you, since you like three folks, but Ben Carson got your strongest vote. So I should put you in the Ben Carson camp. Okay, got it. We will do it. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it very much. And let's see. Ed in Bismarck is next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Well, I'm better now that you called. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about these candidates, too, here. We don't need another. I mean, the second Bush might have been fine. He got a big black eye out of the biased media that we all know. I mean, even Clinton at one point said that Iraq was a dangerous country with Saddam in there, but the media don't speak about that. They only speak about when a Republican's in there. And I do believe there was massive destruction stuff going on over there, because they did find the masks and everything laying around, and he did kill his own people, so how much more evidence do you need? But again, we don't need Jeff Bush in there, because he's too much of a Hillary fan. You know, he praises her too much, and he praises Obama too much. And if anybody wants to praise Obama, somebody should tell me what Obama has done for this frickin' country, except run it in the hole. And my favorite candidate would be right now Scott Walker and Vice President, this other black guy. What is his name again? I can't remember what his last name is right now. Again, it slipped my mind. But anyhow, them would be my two favorites. We have tried.
Are you talking about Ben Carson?
Ben Carson, there you
Dr.
go.
Dr. Carson, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He'd be my favorite for vice president. Because Scott Walker has the credentials to show the people what he's done for the state of Wisconsin and brought it out of the red, and now it's in the black. And we don't need another moderate in there. We've tried them before. We have tried them with McCain. We have tried them with Dole. And you go right on down the line, and we keep losing with them. And it's about time the people wake up and put in a true conservative that truly loves this country, not like Obama, because Obama hates this country.
I love you, Ed. I love you. Everything you said about Scott Walker, I know it's impossible to argue with that. It really is. That'll make him a formidable candidate. No question about it. Great to hear from you. Call again, my friend. 1028. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
I think I kind of like Dr. Ben Carson myself. He's not a career politician or anything like that. He hasn't made his life in politics. He made his life in the private sector. You know, yeah, well, Barack Obama, well, he was kind of in the private sector, if you can call community antagonizing private sector. Then you got Hillary. Well, she's beholden to so many people. She's made promises to people and everything that she's going to have to try to deliver on if she becomes president.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point because Dr. Ben Carson was saving lives, right? I mean, he was busy saving lives. Whereas Barack Obama's community organizer was a political animal. I mean, he was an activist and while not, quote unquote, there was nothing private sector about that, right? And I'd say the same thing about Hillary. She was, while she was an attorney at the Rose Law Firm, yes, I guess for a time there, but the vast majority of her time since those early days was about, being in the political arena, and that's a fair point. Appreciate that. Anything on your mind is welcome today on the program. It is a Friday edition, and we let her rip a little bit on Fridays just to talk about whatever. I did ask a question of just out of curiosity. Who of the candidates did you we got a big crop on the conservative side, not so many on the Democratic side. Who do you like? Are there Hillary fans out there? I mean, or Elizabeth Warren fans for the Democratic side? I want to hear from you as well. Who do you like and why? All right, we're just trying to play that game rather than spending time saying, I don't like him, I don't want. Who do you like? Who do you like and why? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, all brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Did you know lignite coal, of which we have an 800-year supply of economically recoverable lignite coal in North Dakota, it's abundant, it's affordable, and it is a secure energy source that is critical to businesses, homes, and manufacturing sectors right here. We have the second largest reserves of lignite in the world in North Dakota. And according to the Energy Information Agency, coal is the energy source for about 46% of electricity used in Minnesota. So Minnesota, just about half, and just about 80% of the electricity used in North Dakota. This is important to you, my friends. And, where coal is a large part of the energy mix, we pay less. Families pay less. Businesses pay less for their electricity. Yeah, about 11%. Nationwide, electricity prices are an average of 11% lower in states that generate more than half of their electricity from coal in the states. North Dakota is among the lowest our cost of electricity among the lowest in the country. Pretty cool. Find out more facts like this about this great industry that powers much in North Dakota and in Minnesota at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Sally Grand Forks, who do you like and why in the presidential race?
Well, I'll tell you what. I like Ted Cruz. I've got reasons why I would move away from some of the other favorites I've heard today. Ted Cruz, and this says my whole message, Ted Cruz has a record, and he has a record of doing exactly what he said. And if we want to have what we voted for instead of something else, like we saw in our last election, where we sent people to Washington who didn't do what they said they were going to do, then I think what we should do is support a guy whose record says he will do what he said he will do.
In his record, what are you most impressed about? And what one item do you think is his crowning achievement?
Well, his stand on our Constitution, his stand on our borders, our national integrity.
So his record, but when you say his record on those things are what in the way of accomplishments?
Well, he has voted consistent with what he said. He's voted.
I got it. Yeah. So you're just saying, in other words, he backs up what he says and what he stands for with how he votes.
What he says, and so many don't. So
yeah. Now, unfortunately, and this isn't Ted Cruz's fault, he could vote one way, and that doesn't necessarily mean that gets done. You know, and I'm critical of that only in the sense that I'm critical of that for left and right. Heidi Heitkamp likes to say, "Well, I stand for Keystone Pipeline." Yeah. Well, how many Democrats did you bring along? Right. And so I'm going to be consistent in Ted Cruz. One of the things, and I'm not being critical here, I'm just saying I think it would help the accomplishment not only to say I advocated for this, and he does that very well. He articulates why we think what we think as conservatives. I think that's his best attribute. Then he votes that way, to go to Sally's point, which is good. Not so much in the way of I got this done. This passed. President had to sign this. He had to do that, which is no easy feat in the U.S. Senate. I'll grant you that. Appreciate the call, Sally. Thank you. How about Dean Williston? What's on your mind today?
Is there?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like Scott Walker and everything I've heard about him. I mean, the only one question that I've heard people talk about it is, like, you know, for giving the illegals, citizenship, and I think he talks about, he's for sure for closing the borders and then taking care of the illegals that are here in the country right now, which, you know, is just a way of handling it. Then the other thing I think that is really important, and this may be off topic, but he better make sure that those beehives along the road, you better have crossing signs that say bees crossing the road.
Well, thank you for being the first caller to mention the bee controversy that we dealt with the last few days, and also reference that interesting suggestion from one of the listeners suggesting a bee crossing sign yesterday. I like
exactly.
That.
You got to have one of those.
I think this could rise to a presidential level issue. It could very well. I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Let's see, we're going to go to Fargo next, and Henry, what happened to my New England caller? I was all fired up to talk about some great piece of pie or a good burger in New England, and boom, vanished, gone. Come on now, folks. Anybody from New England, you're going to the front of the line if you call 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or 800-228-0550.
I can tell you they closed up the BA there, and they got to get that back open. But the bar across the street from the BA, you know what the BA is, Scott?
No.
In New England?
No.
Bowling Alley.
Oh, it works.
But they have some great food there.
They should juice up the name there a little bit. At least in Montevideo, my hometown, they call it the Lanes, right? The Monty Lanes.
Hey, everybody's Lanes, the BA.
The BA, that's kind of cool. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Henry.
Good morning. Hey, I like Ted Cruz a lot, Scott Walker a lot, even Rand Paul, but some of his recent votes, a little skeptic there. But definitely Ted Cruz, none of this phony baloney, Kevin Cramer stuff or Hovind. You got a real conservative there.
pick one, because I've got a little people's poll going here, and you mentioned many. If you had to, your strongest vote would be for whom?
Ted Cruz.
For Ted Cruz. All right. Got it. Here's Henry. I don't mean to be critical in any way, shape, or form. This is a conversation. Okay.
Please do. Please be critical.
No, I'll be critical only in the sense to say, you know, if we want Ted Cruz, because he's going to be a different candidate than you referenced Kevin Cramer or John Hoeven would be, that sort of means you die on the hill rather than do anything. You know what I mean? In other words,
I'm willing to die on the hill for this time because our country has now been run by the establishment, in my opinion, and all these people we put in the office, the two that I mentioned before, are just sheep's and wolf clothing. They sell themselves as something that they're not, so we all vote for them, and we all, every week, listen to them on your show, tell us all what they've done, and then they go right back to Washington. They vote totally the opposite of what we want.
Well, that's just not true. I mean, that's factually not true.
It's 100% true. It's 100% true with Kevin Cramer.
What's the issue? What's the issue? Give me the... Here's what I'm saying that I believe not to be true. What I'm saying not to be true is to say they tell us one thing and then they go vote 100% the opposite of that.
You asked me the question, and it's immigration. We all knew them pulling the immigration out wouldn't work back in October, but yet he votes to fund the government for a whole year with Obama's agenda, and then he comes and tells us that, oh, because a third grader watching Sesame Street could have figured out that it's not going to get out of closure with the Democrats on the deal. It was never going to work from their inception of how they were not going to fund his immigration, but they had this big high hope, grandiose plans, but they knew it wasn't going to work. They're just blowing smoke.
Well, I mean, I think it was a strategy, but again, when you have a president... And you have a Democratic Senate. Pardon me?
Every week you have him on the show, you throw him softballs, you never press him, and I'm being critical now from you. We love your show. We love these kinds of shows because we're red meat conservatives. We don't need a McCain or a Romney or Bob Dole. Great patriots. Trust me with their service records. I mean, Romney didn't serve, but their other two did, so nothing about that. But they're establishment people. Look how they vote.
Okay, well,
we need a Ted Cruz.
Right. Okay. And you know, I think that's why we're having this discussion. What I was trying to say is that if we want Ted Cruz to be the nominee, I'm not saying this is the case, but I'm saying because he's going to go there and he's going to do exactly what he says, regardless of the situation and the circumstances as they come along, and then he's going to lose to Hillary, we haven't accomplished anything. I want who's going to win, right? I want whoever's going to win.
And so what does winning mean? Does winning mean put another establishment person in there so the status quo of trillion, it's going to be $20 trillion in debt, no change?
Win to me means win. In other words, a Republican in the White House.
He's not a conservative. You might as well just vote for a Democrat.
He didn't win,
Scott.
Yeah. No, I mean, it depends on who we're talking about there, right? If that choice is between Hillary Clinton
I just named the last bunch. You're going to tell me because everybody thinks Jeb Bush can win against Hillary? Do you think that anybody in this country really wants to see those two names on the ballot again, Clinton and Bush?
No, I think that's a big reason why. Well, first of all, on the Democratic side, I think the answer is yes. On the Republican side, I think the answer is no, from the sentiment you get out there, and that's certainly what Jeb Bush is fighting, no question about it. Last thing I'd say to you, Henry, is that you're challenging me for not asking tough enough questions of Kevin Cramer. That's fine, and look, I'm a big boy. We ask a lot of questions. We take calls every Wednesday for Congressman Kevin Cramer. The listeners ask a lot more questions than I do. And by the way, that's the case when Heidi Heitkamp comes on, Senator Hoeven comes on. So if you don't like the questions I'm asking, in all seriousness, call and ask your own question. I mean, that's what this show is for. It's Talk Radio Town Hall. So criticism welcome of yours truly. Don't like the questions? Call. Anytime. That's why we're here. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo, take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
B.B. King, nobody loves me but my mother. Yes. That should have been a country song, not a blues song, right? 11 before the top of the hour.
Really? It could be both, but yeah. I mean, you know you got the blues when nobody loves you but your mother.
Exactly. By the way, I just did a little quick checking on the Wednesday Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer. I asked a grand total of two questions for Congressman Kramer in that whole hour. And it was basically tell me about the votes on the one had already passed on the waters of the U.S., and then the other one was on the 20-week the pro-life legislation they voted on and passed.
Usually, week in, week out, the only time you end up asking questions is if there happens to be a lull right between calls or something.
Yeah. I mean, we're so,
listeners on.
Just wanted to make sure I was not inventing things there. Didn't check out the most recent example. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. 800-506-9028 if you want the two-for-one deal on MyPillow, on the original classic pillow. 800-506-9028, or online at MyPillow.com using the promo code SCOTT. And our friends at MyPillow are the reason that our friends at Slim Roast said, well, we need to connect with your listeners, because they are buying those pillows, and we'd like them to buy our coffee. Have you ever dreamed of losing weight by doing something you love? Well, now you can drink coffee and lose weight with Slim Roast. It's a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. And there are already thousands of people experiencing this thing with incredible results. Pretty amazing when you think about it. I'm not kidding you. It dramatically diminishes your appetite. Two cups a day of this stuff, and you're good. Now, here's the deal. I'd like you to try a free sample, just so you can understand for yourself how this works, okay? And if you'd like the free sample, all you need to do is go to slimroast.com, slimroast.com, and enter your name and address, and they'll mail you out a free sample. Or call this number, 877-383-6054. And then you can just try it for yourself and go from there, okay? 877-383-6054. Bill Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. Say, I was kind of listening to your program here. I just turned it on here in the last half hour or so. But the last guy that called in, I'm glad the way that you told him that if he didn't like the questions that are being asked of Representative Kramer, that he should call in, because he's always the questions that were asked of him by anybody. And I've listened to you folks before. He's always answered them. And answered them without hee-hawing around or anything. He knows he's very knowledgeable in the subject matter, and he knows exactly what he's talking about. And then you ask who I'd vote for. I'd vote for Scott Walker out of Wisconsin, and here's why. So many politicians talk about what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. When they get up to where they're going in Washington, they up to the Senate or Congress. Anyway, they kind of fall into a rut and do for the people that gave them the most money. And I don't agree with that. Now, I don't think there's anybody running for president that has gone through what Scott Walker has gone through since he's governor down there. And he has done exactly what he said he's going to do. And none of these other folks that I'm listening to have done that. Now, one thing, when somebody runs for president, they should always listen to what that individual says. For example, Obama said when he ran for president the first time that he's going to change America as we know it. Now, America's not perfect, but who in their right mind would want to change America, which is the best country in the world, to something other than what we've got here? And he's sure trying to do that, and we don't want another character like him in office. That's all I got to say.
You're a wise man, Bill. A lot of good info in there. Thank you. Call again. We appreciate it. Mark in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Very good. First of all, these comments that I'm going to make come from a lifelong Republican.
And Mark, just because it sounds like you got a lot to say, I'm just going to warn you. We have 2 minutes left here, and I have a full bank of calls, so just give me your best 30 seconds here.
All right, here's my best. You're absolutely right. You let a lot of the callers ask Congressman Kramer all the questions they want, and he answers them great. My only criticism, and you just a moment ago said, let me have it if you got a criticism on me as the host. The questions that you ask are the biggest softball questions that I've ever heard in my entire life. And so as a Republican, I think it's your responsibility to ask the tough questions, not the softball questions. And this is coming from a lifelong Republican.
Sure. Yeah, okay. All right. We'll take that to heart. Don't have time to ask many questions when Congressman Kramer's on. We let the callers do those. I just mentioned there were two, and I specifically, why'd you vote how you voted? But the point taken, and I appreciate it. Steve in Grand Forks, quickly, your vote.
Hey, I would go with Ted Cruz or Rand Paul, but because I really think the best issue out there is the fair tax, because it would take away all the Democratic talking points of helping the 98%. It would help the poor, bring in the money from overseas and all
that. That's a Huckabee deal, isn't it? Isn't Huckabee pushing the fair tax pretty hard?
I don't like Huckabee on everything, but I think I would vote for him just for the fact of the fair tax.
All right. All right, we're going to do a Huckabee vote. And another Mark. Quickly, Mark, your vote.
Good morning. My vote is for Governor Scott Walker.
All right, another Walker vote. I'm going to have to leave it there because we're up against the clock. I also got an email from Shane who wanted Rubio in there. So we got a Rubio vote, but Scott Walker, overwhelming winner of our little people's poll today.
And a vote for Donald Trump off of text. How about
we'll
that?
Just another day, though, for sure. God bless you, folks. Take care. If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7 no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.